Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshipped, honored, and adored. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshipped, honored, and adored. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshipped, honored, and adored. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshipped, honored, and adored. Holy, you are holy. King of kings, Lord of lords, you are holy. Holy, you are holy. King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. Holy, you are holy. King of kings, Lord of lords, you are holy. Holy, you are holy. King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshipped, honored, and adored. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshipped, honored, and adored. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. We thank you for blessing us to be able to see a brand new day. For I was glad when they said unto me, let us go. We're not going into the house of the Lord in this morning, but we're coming before your presence with singing. We're coming before your presence with praise. We're creating an atmosphere of worship, oh God, and determined to bless your name. I understand, God, that I'm a living sanctuary, God, that you choose to dwell in. And since I'm a living sanctuary, Lord, every time I get an opportunity to go in before your presence, Lord, it brings joy in my soul, and God, it brings hope forevermore. And again, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the presence, not just the house, but into the presence, unto the glory of our great and mighty God. Grateful for another day that you have made and that you have allowed us to be able to see. Lord, we thank you for the simple things in life, because oftentimes we look at the great things, we look at the miraculous things, but we don't see the great many miracles that you perform for us every single day. Lord, I thank you this morning for waking me up this morning in my right mind. For Lord, I want to sleep with my mind stayed on you, and then I woke up with my mind on you. Lord, you kept me in perfect peace as my mind stay on you. So I'm grateful, God, that I woke up this morning in my right mind with a desire to pray, with a desire to worship you, with a desire to seek after your face, and with a desire to surrender to your will, a willingness to declare, not my will, God, but let thine will be done as you shape me and mold me and perfect me for this day. I'm grateful, oh God, that you are a God of mercy, but you're also a God of power and a God of direction. Lord, we don't have to fail before you, but you can keep us and you can sustain us and you can empower us and you can strengthen us, God, to overcome our sin, to overcome our weight, to overcome our bad habits and our old ways, because if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. And so as I woke up this morning with my mind on you, even right now, that I am new in you today. And because I'm new in you today, God, I don't have to worry about the mind that I had yesterday. But, Lord, I can look for the mind that you have for me today. Not only that, God, I thank you for your new mercies that I see today, because you are a faithfully great God, great in mercy, great in power, great in love, great in patience, great God that does great things, and God continuously do great things over and over again. So I have a mind, oh God, that stayed on you. You blessed me, oh God, with new mercies today, and I also thank you for little things like breathing of air. I thank you, God, that I'm not on a machine to breathe, but Lord, I can inhale and exhale on my own. Lord, I have aches and pains here and there, but Lord, I'm so grateful that I can feel the aches and the pain, because some people can't even feel those aches and those pains that they remember that they desire to have. Lord, I'm thankful for a reasonable portion of health and strength. And then not only that, but I'm grateful for life and that more abundantly. I'm glad that I belong to you. I'm glad, God, that I'm no longer going solo, but I'm lockstep with you, because I want to be more like you. Every single day that I get up, my desire is to draw nearer to thee. And as I make that desire come into action, Lord, I don't want them to be just words, but Lord, my desire to be like you must be in action. So order my footsteps right now in the name of Jesus, that I may walk holy, that I may walk worthy of my calling, that I may do the work that you've called for me to do, Lord, and I may fulfill the plans that you have for my life. God, touch my eyes right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that I may see the wonderful things that you have in store for me and not walk by sight but walk by faith in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, help me not to look every man on my own thing, because Lord, my own things, Lord, you can deal with and you can handle. But help me, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to take on the things of others and find myself praying for my neighbor and praying for my loved ones and praying for my co-workers, Lord, and praying for the members of Praise Center, praying for pastors in the area, praying, oh God, for those that are sick among us, praying in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, casting all the cares upon you, oh God, and taking upon me the cares of others. Lord, I thank you, because I desire to be more like you, a God who is merciful. I want to be more merciful, a God who is kind. Lord, I want to be more kind. A God who is loving and looks beyond faults and is a forgiving God. Lord, I want to be more like you in every facet, in every area of my life. So not only, God, my feet, not only my eyes, but God, touch my mind right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, your word said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. That means that I have to be willing to surrender to you. That means I have to be willing to let you come to more and have your way. That means I must be willing to let you shape and mold me. And God, though Job says, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. Lord, if I have to go through the fire, I know I will come out as pure gold. Oh God, I give my mind away to you. I give my thoughts over to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I give my plans and my desires over for you, to you, God, because you know the plans that you have for me. And your plans, God, always outweigh, are always greater than my plans. My plans are limited, but the things you do are exceeding abundantly. Oh God, you do things that we can't even, that we don't even ask for or even think of. You do those great things. So why would I want to limit myself to my own thoughts? Why would I want to limit myself to my own sight? Why would I want to limit your capabilities in my life? So touch my mind right now. Lord, as I look for you to fulfill, to fill me to full capacity, Lord, I surrender my will. I surrender my thoughts. I surrender my life to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, so that I can be more like you. Help me to hear a small voice in the midst of trial, in the midst of confusion. Lord, I want to hear your glory. I want to hear your presence. I want to hear, Lord, your words. I want to hear your thoughts that you have for me. And doing that calls it, requires that I surrender. I have to surrender my mind. I have to surrender my listening. Because if I'm in a communication with you, I can't just do all the talking. But I have to be willing to give and take, to hear and to receive and to give as well. And so, Lord, I want my relationship with you to grow even stronger. So help me to hear, God, when I have not heard, Lord. Help me to see, oh God, when I have not seen. Help me to not be silent, Lord, when my mouth is running too much, Lord. Help me, oh God, today to be more like you in every area of life. Oh God, in my interactions with people, help me to be more like you. Lord, I want to be more loving. I want to be more patient. I want to be more kind. Lord, I understand when we ask these things, Lord, I've already surrendered to you. So what you bring my way, Lord, I understand it's according to your perfect will for my life. I want your perfect will to be done. Because you put into me something new. You've invested something great in me. And, Lord, I want that to be birthed even the more. Lord, I've accomplished many great things. I've done many great things according to the plans that you've had for my life. But, Lord, I'm not settling for where I'm at today, Lord, because you have even a greater anointing for me. Oh, God, today, Lord, I can't worry about tomorrow because tomorrow will tend to itself. Lord, but I thank you for your grace today. I thank you for your power, oh, God, today. I thank you for your anointing today. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for showering down your mercy even now because, God, I glorify your name because there is absolutely none like you. You are a magnificent God. You are a glorious God, and I bless your name. Touch us, Lord, today. From the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet. Not only do we desire that you would order our footsteps, not only do we desire that you give us the vision, help us to see what you help us to put down those things that are carnal. Our weapons are not carnal. Lord, we don't want to fill our hearts with things that are carnal. Those things that are carnal lead to destruction and lead to death. But those things that we allow your spirit to lead us in, Lord, those things are life and favor and mercy and greatness. I want to surrender to you. So, Lord, touch even our eyes, not just our eyes and our feet, but our ears as well, our thoughts and our actions and our plans, Lord. What we say, what we do, Lord, we want to commit ourselves to you wholly and fully. So, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, use us today as vessels of honor for your glory. Lord, I'm not going to struggle with the things that I used to do of old because, Lord, because you are in me, I can put off that old man. I can put off those old thoughts. I can put off those old ways because you've given me power in my tongue to speak life and to speak your word. I'm no longer bound. I'm no longer, oh God, dismembered or disabled. I'm no longer, oh God, disconnected, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm no longer alienated from you, but because I am attached to the vine, because I'm attached to the source of my strength, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And so help us to walk in that victory, Lord, today. Walk in your promises. Walk according to your word. And as we walk in your promises, as we walk according to your word, Lord, the enemy cannot get the victory over our lives. Lead us and guide us today. Grant us wisdom and grant us favor. You said if any man lack wisdom, that's all he has to do is ask for it. We need wisdom, Lord, today. Wisdom on how to deal with unruly coworkers. Wisdom on how to come and go out. Oh God, to be wise in all of our interactions, to be wise in all of our decision-making. We need the wisdom, oh God, on how to raise our children. How to train them up in the way that they should go. Because what the world is teaching them now is contrary to what we have been taught according to your word. And your word, oh God, is what we need to stand, and your word is what's going to keep our children today. We need wisdom, Lord. We need wisdom on how to grow our relationship with our spouses, Lord. Lord, it's not just intimacy that we need to be committed to, but Lord, we need to be committed to building and growing together in unity. Lord, as it's important for the body, the church, to be unified with you, so is it just important to be for the husband and the wife to be unified in every area of their relationship and every area of their lives. Help us, Lord, today to be more wiser in our interactions with our in our relationships. Lord, give us wisdom, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to make the right decisions as we go to the bank or as we go to the supermarket, Lord, or as we go shopping for a car or go shopping for a house. Lord, give us wisdom in the name of Jesus, that you will get the glory out of our lives. Lord, we took time to pray for our nation on Tuesday. Lord, we prayed for the family on Wednesday. And Lord, we're seeking your anointing for our lives, that you will get the glory out of us, that you will shape us and mold us, help us to be the best us that we can be. I don't want to be Bishop Jake. I don't want to be Bishop Blake. I don't want to be Bishop Thomas. Lord, I want to be the best Eugene McCowan that you created me to be. Help us to not look on the things of others, Lord, coveting them, oh God, having a desire for those things. But Lord, help us to trust you that you have great plans for each and every one of us. You have calling for each and every one of us. Lord, you have something greater for each and every one of us. We are many members of one body. Not all members have the same office, but we're working together, Lord, so that you will get the glory out of our lives, get the glory out of our ministries, get the glory out of our services, and get the glory out of everything that we do. I pray that you will bless each and every one of us. Show us your glory as you have ordained for our lives. Lord, many do things because they don't know the plans that you have for us. But many of us can't comprehend or can't even fathom the great plans that you have for us. Lord, I would have never thought that I would be a pastor today. And if you had shown me that a long time ago, Lord, I would have rebelled even the more. But, Lord, you know what we can handle, and show us your glory. Anoint us with power today. Grant us favor, oh God, today. Help us to see the plans that you have for our lives and understand that they all will work together for our good if we surrender to your will and we accept that we've been called according to your great purpose. I love you. I magnify you. I'm grateful that you are a holy and righteous God. Help me to be holy and unblameable today, blameless before you and before those that are watching what I do. Help us, Lord, today. Be magnified and be glorified in us and through us. And we'll be comforted to give you the glory and the honor and the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.